5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. You know I don't like ads. You know, I personally don't like them. I've spent a reasonable amount of time working in the advertising industry. Didn't like it there. I've worked in industries that are held afloat by advertising. I don't like that either. And you know, it's a problem for me because when I'll be at the football and I'm meant to be watching the football, and instead I just see all the advertising, and then I bitch and moan about all the advertising at the football. And I'm sure this is not an enjoyable process for the people with me at the football. I've been watching television at home. It's a non-stop running commentary about all the ads that I hate, and I hate living in an advertising society. Ooh, I get in my car and I see a billboard and I just want to drive that car right through an advertising executive's office running because of that billboard. Anyway, here's a curveball. This podcast carries advertising because this is a podcast about me trying to buy a boat. I'm very grateful for every person who listens through the advertising. I wouldn't do it. You actually don't have to do it either. Skip them if you can. Skip them if you want to. All the platform notices is that it's been downloaded. It doesn't know if you're skipping through. Please don't actually listen to the ads on my behalf. Skip them if you like. I hope that's out of the system now. To reiterate, this is a podcast about using a podcast to buy a boat. So it's good to have the ads, and it's good to have the money. Not good to have the ads. Ads are something that I'm continuing to make my peace with. One of the ways in which I've made my peace with having ads on the platform is that I reserve the right to ban ads from my show. Now, you can't ban individual ads. So, say there's a condom manufacturer, and I say, I don't want any condom manufacturers. I think I have to get rid of the whole health and wellness category of ads, meaning that I wouldn't be able to have an ad for paracetamol or ibuprofen, taken together for the coward's speedball. Anyway, not having those ads because I don't want some ads is, even though that's going to be financially difficult, that is a burden that I'm willing to take on my back. So now we're up to $20 a week. It's pretty cool. $20 Australian a week. In America, that's enough to buy you a one potato. But we're up to $20 Australian a week. I'm now in a position to go through where that $20 has come from over the last week and decide which, if any, of these ads need to be blacklisted. Some people are anti-blacklists. I quite like blacklists. I think Senator McCarthy was onto something.
Whoa!
Of course there were communists in the Democrat Party.
Hey!
There were communists in every left of Centre Party.
Slow down!
There were communists in the Australian Labor Party. Why would the Democrats be any different? I don't know very much
Centre
about
left.
That. I'm not going to get into politics now. The last episode was a bit political, and one of the only episodes I've ever received negative feedback about, one person writing to me saying, "Oh, Jimmy, please don't do any more politics." That was the only episode I couldn't get through. And I thought of pushing back and saying, well, it actually wasn't all that political an episode. It was about the constitutional makeup of New Zealand. But point taken, this is not a podcast about politics. Maybe one day I'll do a podcast about politics. How you like that? But that day is not this day. This is a podcast about boat ownership and keeping everybody on the, you know, much like John Howard said, the Liberal Party was a broad church, not to get too political about it. But this is, I'd like this podcast to be a broad church with a lot of people under the tent. Whoa. So let's begin the blacklist. I've got it. I've got the document here of the top financial contributors. So the biggest ad that's run on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan over the last 7 days is from something called BetterHelp Incorporated. And that is a classified. It's here as some sort of health app. That's the category. Health and fitness. 1AB7, that's the official categorization, and specifically 1AB737, psychology and psychiatry. So a little bit about BetterHelp, I've looked them up. They say, tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced therapists who can help you with a range of issues, including depression. And then, of course, well, that was their official document, so I went to Wikipedia to get something slightly more impartial, though they've no doubt had a part in that as well. And it's not all perfect. This is quote, the FTC, from Wikipedia, the FTC complaint tied to the proposed order alleges that BetterHelp collected health status and histories, IP addresses and email addresses from consumers while making repeated promises to keep this information private. So here you go and you talk to this psychiatrist and they are accused of breaking that privacy in order to, I think, make money for ads. Once again, it all comes back to ads and the great negativity that ads bring into our life. Now, I just wanted to break it up by saying now very loudly. This is, I don't want to be a stereotype here, but as well as not liking ads, I don't like or trust psychology or psychiatry. I never go to them, and I would never do that by choice, unless I really, really thought that I was definitely going to kill myself. Maybe this is why men do that at such a high rate. We should all go down on a lovely trip to the therapist, but I can't, I don't want to. And I've got friends and family who work as therapists, as psychotherapists, and what's the other one? The doctor one and the chitty chat one. And they're wonderful people and they do wonderful work helping people. I also know people whose lives have been made much, much worse by going to a therapist of some kind. So, while I am open to becoming an anti-therapy activist and I am opposed to the therapeutic society, I wrote this bit down. I wrote this bit down because I wanted to get the wording on this bit. Although I am open to becoming an anti-therapy activist and certainly I am opposed to the therapeutic society, in deference to the possibility that somebody somewhere might benefit from this service, begrudgingly for the time being, yes, I accept the $3.19 from BetterHelp Incorporated. And while I would almost never encourage anybody to go to a therapist, they have the right on my podcast to advertise.
For the time being.
Second one here is AGN Australia, and they have given us $2.92. So AGN Australia, this is under Home and Garden. Man, that's a broad category for a gas company. Specifically, they're under Home and Garden business. They're Home Utilities and Convenience Gas Utility Company.
It's much less broad, actually.
I read about AGN. Let's see if there's any problems there. It's a gas network fighting in defense of gas.
You notice this more and more at the moment in Australia is that people are coming for gas. In America, you had the gas stove thing. That's happening here as well. Some people love cooking with gas. Some people very anti-gas. And I bet there's a climate change thing going on there as well. But apparently the gas is bad for the lungs. I love cooking with gas. We always go for a gas stovetop when moving into one of our many consecutive rental properties. So I will say, AGN Australia, I don't actually know the health effects of your product. I don't know if you're killing my family, but I accept with open arms your $3.46. Thank you very much, AGN Australia. Next is Lexus, which is for some reason not under a category. Hello, Paul. Hello out there. Oh, wonderful. Beautiful stuff. Paul's making curtains for the bar. Lexus is the third category, which for whatever reason, it's not. I bet there's one for cars, but there's been some administrative error where they haven't put it in. Are you going to close the door, Paul? Oh, the tape measure. I got it here. That'll be very handy for the putting up of curtains. Lexus is advertising on my podcast, Paul. Lexus. Yeah. What do you think of that? What do they say about Lexus? Highest margins, really? Good profit. Well, that's a good profit for a good company. Lexus, thank you for your $2.39. Just wait a minute, I've got that wrong.
Lexus, thank you for your $2.93.
Ah, much better, much better.
Thus far, nothing that I seriously object to. Three things that I would never full-throatedly endorse. Nah, I like gas. Let's try the next one. Staples Incorporated. They've given us $1.65. That's for office supplies. I love office supplies. Staples. I don't think Staples is in Australia. That just must be some American ads. We have Office Works, but let me say, despite never having been there, to the extent that Staples is just an extension and an Americanized version of Office Works, the one true office store, Staples, thank you for your $1.65. Man, maybe I'll get to keep everything. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, no. Oh, no. TAB. It's an arts and entertainment company. Is it? Arts and entertainment. Man, they're registering a gambling. It's just sports bet gambling. It's betting on sports. Anyway, they've given me $1.44. I can't. I don't want the gambling money. I think it's entirely possible. I've read extensively on the Catholic Church's teaching on gambling.
A little bit.
And I think within certain parameters, gambling is actually allowed. Extensively, I don't think TAB sits within those parameters.
It would be wrong to say extensively.
But I so hate TAB specifically. They're trying to get women hooked on gambling at the moment in their ads. And leave the women alone. It's one vice that they don't have at the moment. They've got enough. Women have enough vices without you adding gambling, TAB. Go away. You know what? I do not often I'm going to accept the money and then just blacklist the company. But in this case, TAB, I'm blacklisting you and I'm going to go and make an attempt now to give you back $1.44.
All right. It took longer than I thought it would, but I've managed to download the TAB app onto my phone, register it to my driver's license.
Man, we will do everything to stop people gambling in Australia. Except stop them gambling or do anything that might conceivably actually stop them gambling. We'll just make everyone's life worse and they can gamble the same amount. Anyway, I've got $1.44 to give back to TAB and the Gosford Dogs are racing very soon. So we have the following dogs and not looking at all at the chances, I will just put it on the one with the funniest name. There's better than anyone, like a bomb, Alvina's Luck, Balmiero, Schwartz, Atomic 47, Foxy Frost, Valentino Prince. Man, it's going to be hard to go past Valentino Prince. My Ripper and Akara, Tell Me Ma. And everything else has been scratched. All right. So I'll tell you right there, Valentino Prince is the one that I'd like to put the $1.44 on. And what do you know? He's not a very good dog. He's running at $151 to one to win. So we'll bet on that. Fixed win, $1, and you have to do it in full numbers? All right. I'm going to tip them 6 cents. So there you go. There's $1.50. Odds have decreased. Well, it was just 150. Now you're going to lower it to 101? That seems quite dippy. All right, fine, whatever. Here we go. 151. I confirm my bet. $1.50, but then there's a multiplier and it went down. So I'm gonna, if I win, I get $196.95, and if I lose, I have paid back TAB. I won't have any of their blood money on my hands. And if I win, we'll have to decide what happens if we win. If we gamble that money again to put it back into the company, or if we take it and we put it to good use.
This is not as clear-cut a moral. No.
I thought this would be a more clear-cut moral issue.
Oh, well, I think we'll lose. It's a bad dog. It's got bad odds, so let's see what happens.
Will Valentino Prince come through with the goods?
Excuse me, they're actually horses.
Yeah, they're horses, Paul. I thought I was just betting on dogs. Dogs was a much more romantic way to throw away the money. Gutter, working class, dogs.
Nah, it's going to be a horse race.
Oh, wait, what? Ah, no. The fate of Valentino Prince. My horse just got kicked by another horse. Yeah, the horse I bet on is being looked at by the vets, so I think that's delayed the race, but another horse kicked my horse.
Ah. All right, here we go.
Right. Oh, it's his first start. What, it's never raced before and it just got kicked its first day there? That's not a good... it's getting bullied by the other horses. Well, I hope I lose so I can give the money back. But for the horse's sake, I hope it wins so it can have a little self-respect after this difficult start. Come on. Oh, the leader's at 1:30 and everything else is... Yeah. Second is 9. No, there's no way. There's no way. Here we go. Are we running? Are we running? Okay. Yes. Where is it? That's not mine. Where's the Valentino? Where's Valentino? Well, where's Valentino? Yeah, but where's... Valentino Prince is out there. All right, so it is racing. Valentino Prince running very fast. Well behind some of the other horses. This race is going for a long time. A dog race would be over by now. Oh, Valentino Prince is falling even further behind. Maybe it'll be like far lap where he comes good. No, wait. Nah. There's that one, Paul. No, it's not. Hold on. It's not the right number at all. Which one do I have money on? Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, wasn't it? Schwartz was the debut. I've got no idea what's going on. You know, even though I wanted to lose that one and give the money away, I just feel like I've given them more money. They've had the advertising and the money. Maybe I just got sucked in by thinking I could triumph. You can never beat the house. It does hurt. I'm sorry that I took their money. I'm sorry that they've taken it back. TAB, you're on the blacklist. Next. I'm actually quite sad. Wouldn't it be good to just gamble again? No, that's how they get you. I've been feeling anxious about this upcoming art auction, hoping that as many people come along as possible. And I will say, just as those horses were running around, even though I wanted them to be dogs, it did alleviate some of my struggles. Maybe we should allow TAB back into the tent of advertisers. No, Jimmy. Stay strong, Jimmy. No TAB advertisers. Shame on you. Never. Click out. Quit the advertising website. All right, let's find at least one more that I can complain about. LinkedIn, careers. It's just like a website for finding a job. It's never helped me find a job, but it's helped me find 77 cents. Thank you, LinkedIn, for the 77 cents. Burrow, home and garden. I think that's just it's an outdoor furniture supplier. Short of any scandals about that particular company, we will continue having outdoor furniture suppliers. So we found one person to blacklist. Maybe each week I'll go through that independently and I'll find something new to blacklist. That could be fun. And then I'll have no money by the end of it. No one has complained about any of the... Well, if you have any complaints, no one has complained about that. They've only complained about me talking about politics. Poor people did not like the New Zealand politics episode. Yeah, it was... Well, they didn't think it was... They actually didn't say why. They just said they stopped listening to it. Might have been because it's boring. I got so much more to say about New Zealand politics. I'm following their election at the moment with the Chrises.
What happened to Canada?
Oh, yeah, we go back to Canada. Paul's a listener. Thank you, Paul. All right, that's it for this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you're in Adelaide, come along to the art auction. If you're not in Adelaide, can you get here in time? Have a good one, everybody. Peace and love. Catamaran ho. Ciao, ciao.
all died when you went away. I know living with a baby is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
Ads used to be so simple. That's a woman eating an ice cream and she smiles. And you go, that must be a good ice cream. She's happy. Now there's an ad where a bunch of women are playing football and then one of the women is deaf. And then they let you know that's for Colgate. Now, I don't officially have any problem with the deaf, but what does that have to do with teeth? Used to be a shirtless man brushing his teeth, hiding his face because he's a dentist and he can't compromise his professional impartiality by recommending a toothpaste. But if he did, it'd be Colgate or Oral-B. They're all the same. But now it's just a European short film and a product that had nothing to do. It's fucking Down Syndrome boy making a birthday cake. You better buy a Lexus. What's going on, man? That's why I like KFC. They're the only ones who are honest. KFC goes, listen, you're a big dumb slut. You need chicken right now. Have you seen these women's sports bet ads? They're trying to get women to do sports bet gambling. I don't have a gag about it. I just saw it over the last few days. Is that really the last frontier in equality that we have to get past? Is women can destroy their lives with sports gambling? We just got, if we work real hard, we can get their suicide numbers up there to rival the boys. Don't you worry about that. And we'll live in a truly free society.